turn around. Another promise, another scene, another a package like to keep us trapped in greed. All a green belts wrapped around our minds, an endless red tape to keep the truth confined.
Some Beatles, I think it was a white album, Revolution. Can you play it, please? I heard that on the radio today. I haven't heard that in a long time, and it's amazing that the Beatles, a British band, and I think of Simon Cowell on American Idol, had to come to the United States in the quote-unquote British invasion to remind us of the Revolution. Much like what is going on today went on around the 1970s, 200 years after 1776. And I hear Muse coming up again. Oh my. Whoa! All right. We'll be back after this commercial break. Sorry for the late start. But we had to let Muse play it out, man. We'll be right back.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Transmissions will resume. I'll try to push, try to keep us all down, down, and hope that we will never see the truth around. Another promise, another scene, another a package like to keep us trapped in greed. All the green belts wrapped around our minds, and endless red tape to keep the truth confined.
Victorious. We will be victorious. Man, some hot lyrics from a hot band. That's Muse, people. If you haven't heard them, check them out. Go buy their DVD. Find a station like K-Rock out here in L.A. that plays them. Or any other stations in your area. Awesome. Homegrown. I hope they're... And I don't even know that. And I'm... assuming from what I do know of the band that they are an American band, and I'm trying to no. My producer just told me they're British. Why did I had a feeling that was going to be the answer. If maybe that's why I hadn't actually searched it, and you heard me talking about the British invasion, the Beatles and more back in the 60s. You know, I didn't coin the term for that, but I find it so, I mean, beyond the fact that people like Simon Cowell have to come to the United States to create American Idol, the fact that American Idol was even created with that name, and I know it's all about, you know, media and hype and blah, 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 but why a Brit? Why a British subject? Why does a British subject have to come to the United States and create that? Why can't an American do that? And I guess that has something to do with, you know, I'm thinking about, there was something on the news today, they were talking about, I think it's not four families. It might be, it's a fraction of a percent of the population, and it's very small. I think it might be four families. Yeah, I think they were talking about Walmart and the Waltons. They own, for the four people there with Walmart, the heir apparents from Sam Walton, they own more than the next, or more than 100 million people in the United States. Think about the inequality there. 100 million people have less than four of the Walton families who own and control Walmart. And Walmart, remember, used to buy and sell American goods and products. It's how it got its, you know, bump and start and growth. And then it converted to selling out the American people overnight and selling predominantly foreign-made goods. I was supposed to have Madison Rupert on tonight. Supposed to be on tomorrow. Madison, if you're listening, Skype in. Or if anybody knows him, can contact him. Dave Hodges or anyone else. Not that Dave listens to my show. He does on occasion. He has. He admitted it to me. No, I swear. Once or twice, at least. Anyone out there who knows Madison, way to get it. I've already emailed him and stuff. He's real hard to get a hold of. You've probably seen his articles out there. And that's one reason why his computer keeps going down, he believes. And I'm, you know, I would concur. Because he's kind of, you know, he's written some articles similar and along the lines of some of the ones I've written. His are more general, all-encompassing. Some of mine were, like the one on conversion of the Department of Defense into a Department of War, Department of Offense, and the creation of the new de facto Department of Defense or Department of Homeland Security, to where the Department of Defense is basically carried on cell division and turned into two giant war departments, an offense and a defense. Madison has written about SB 1867 and I think it was HR 1540. And I've seen another number out there, 1253 or something. So there's a couple different. And some of this all goes back to the, they're calling it the Indefinite Detention Act. But it goes back to the Military Commissions Act, the Warner Defense Authorization Bill, so on and so forth. They've been trying, especially over the last 5 to 10 years, to put in this whole thing of military commissions. It's not like using the military to guard the library, which would be pretty bad. It's not like having the military just take over the DMV, which would be really bad, too. It's not like just having the military take over and control the Oil Pollution Act and protect the ducks somehow, which would be pretty bad too, and which has already been done. You saw what happened with BP, and where the Coast Guard, a newfangled special branch of the military operating within Homeland Security that's not supposed to be a branch of military, that's in a department that's not a defense department. It's a quote-unquote security department, whatever the hell that is. It's not in the Department of Defense, but it does come under Title 10 and UCMJ somehow, Uniform Code of Military Justice, to where that's impossible because you can only come under Title 10 and UCMJ if you're in the Department of Defense. So all these changes, all these machinations, all these, you know, movement of chairs on the deck of the Titanic, they're being done intentionally. They're being carried out in advance of. They had, you know, moved the Coast Guard into Homeland Security and created the Homeland Security well prior to these bank scandals, mortgage scandals. I'm trying to think of how many different, you know, gasoline scandals, price gouging, I guess, on gasoline. You see now the price. See, and that was one of the things I was thinking about was gas prices. They're coming down now. They're almost, you know, they may hit $3 by the end of the year or below and be two something if the trend continues, except a drone has been shot down in Iran or landed in Iran. Obama put out a finding, quote unquote, and I don't know what that is. You know, when you inspect your poop and look for peanuts or something, it's not an executive order, but it is allowing the United States to go in covertly into Iran, and I believe it's an excuse. You know, the drone is in Iran, so to make it legal and not be brought before, I don't know, some kind of international criminal court or something, right, or protest lodged in the, I don't know, where would you lodge that now? Would that be the World Trade Organization? You know, it's a market attack and on these new market economies. The other thing that has come out is the Indefinite Detention Act, the rider to the National Defense Authorization Act, 2012, I think. That and this edict, this finding by President Obama, who is, of course, an extension of President Bush, because he's actually Bush's ninth cousin, twice removed, and related to Dick Cheney, seventh cousin, twice removed. He is a good German. He went to Germany and raised 250,000 people in the street to support him as a effectively unknown state senator from Ohio, able to garner 250,000 people in the street of Berlin. I don't know if he could do that. I mean, I know he could, because if he could do that as a state senator somehow. I mean, why would the people of Berlin, 250,000 people, or wherever else they were from, because they, you know, could have been people there on vacation or wherever, from wherever, why would they all come out in mass like that for a state? I mean, it wasn't McCain, bomb, 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 bomb Iran, McCain, the nut job. I mean, talk to people on the street. They agree. John McCain is insane. And so is Kane, is insane. And all of the, even Newt Gingrich, and there's some people that like Gingrich. You know, I talk to people about this all the time and poll them and get their response and their feelings or whatever. And most people believe, you know, Gingrich is also insane. I believe if you know, I even draw the analogy myself that Gingrich is much like Netanyahu in Israel. He's a, you know, warmonger. If somebody like Gingrich gets elected, I will have war in Iran overnight. If it's not already so far underway now that within the next month or two, it may become grossly apparent. 800-313-9443. Opening up all the lines. Call quick because they fill up quick. They're all open now. We're going to break. We'll drip back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Another scene, another a package like to keep us trapped in greed. All a green belts wrapped around our minds, an endless red tape to keep the truth confined.
I was boning up on Muse. All right. Now I know why they haven't answered my challenge to come on my show. Because they're British. And if anybody calls and tells me that they're German, oh my God, Wolstenholme, or whatever his name is, that sounds pretty German. But who cares, because they've got awesome lyrics. It's seriously, it's a good band. But I am very bummed that they are British. I was hoping for some homegrown American band, and if anybody knows of one who is of the caliber and competes with Muse, let me know. More contemporary, more recent, there's all kinds of ones from over the years. I've cited to a lot of other people about I'm trying to think of the name of it. It's a company that owns Loctite. It's a German corporation. DHL, German corporation. T-Mobile, German corporation. Adelberg Group, largest cement manufacturer in the world, German corporation. ZF Marine, largest gear manufacturer in the world, German corporation. On and on and on and on. And now only Europe is starting to figure out, it's like, we fought two world wars to prevent Germany from being like the dominant force in Europe. So how did we end up here now again to where Germany's the dominant force in Europe now? It's unbelievable. I mean, you know, history is repeating itself. I mean, even if you go back, and what's even scarier is that if you look at the timeline from like 1900 and forward to 2000 and forward, a lot of the very same or similar things are falling into place. And it's almost like a centennial Groundhog Day to where we're reliving the past on a 100-year cycle with some macro stuff thrown in, I guess, every 500 or 1,000 year. But just like in, you know, 2012 or thereabouts, in 1912, we're set on launching and igniting a world war. It's already underway. Anybody who doesn't see it hasn't been paying attention. Why else would Obama come out about the indefinite detention of United States citizens here in the United States without charges? I mean, that's one of the things they said in my own proceedings. I demanded that the judge read the charges into the record. He refused. He said, I have no right to arraignment. I have no right to plead to charges. Think about that. A branch of military can file a complaint, a civil complaint, against somebody that it's saying is a civilian, not in its branch of military, and charges, quote-unquote, against a civilian, somebody that they're saying is not in their uniform, hence the Uniform Code of Military Justice that is to apply to all men and women in uniform of that service, applied by men and women of that service. And the only adjudications or trials or tribunals that they are to carry on are internal and remedial, no life, liberty, or property lost or taken away. They are to be remedial only, internal administrative remedial. I'm not in the Coast Guard, so they're not internal. They're not remedial if they're coming out and trying to use a branch of military to have me forcibly diagnosed. And, to say they're administrative is, they can't be because it's a branch of military doing it. I don't know. It's just, it's mind-numbing what is going on. The breakneck speed that it's occurring at. And, the attacks upon the United Food and Commercial Workers out here in California, Ralph's, Albertson's, Vaughn's, et cetera, and the use of the non-union, I don't know, Food for Less, I think was one of them, and they're actually owned by, it's not Kroger, could be. But one of the main companies that owns it, and you know, Kroger, I mean, gee, K-R-O-E-G-E-R. Kohl's, not only the department store, shut down, you know, Mervyn's out here, and it's taken over by Kohl's. K-O-H-L, apostrophe S. Henkel's the company that owns the Loctite that's German. Everything points back to Germany. The Pope, German. The last 1,300 years of history has revolved around one thing and one thing only. The unification and or reunification of what was known under Charlemagne in the 800s as Greater Germania. And we're back in the same boat again. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Aside, I think people are starting to wake up to what I've been saying now for the last 5, 6 years or more, 8 years. And this is coming from, you know, personally being forced to confront some of these warmongers and those who believe that we should live in a kingdom rather than a republic, like the Morgan family. I came up personally against Archie Morgan IV, a graduate of my academy. A fellow alumni. alumnus, whatever, a fellow Kings Pointer, just like Andrew Card, Archie Morgan IV, to quash the civil complaints against the corporation that he was a representative for, American Ship Management, that's tied to the Bush family and Roosevelt's and others, Dollar family, which is a family that did much like Kennedy did and much like Rupert Murdoch did, came to the United States from a foreign royal crown possession like Canada, or like in Rupert Murdoch's position from Australia, as a subject of the crown, came to the United States as an agent for the crown, declares their or seeks out their citizenship here in the United States, crosses their fingers and their eyes as they take the oath to defend and uphold the United States Constitution, an oath that they take when they get their citizenship as well, about being a good American, a good citizen, a good keeper of the beacon of the on the hill for the Republic. If you study these people and how they work, immigrating into the United States, coming into the United States, not from Mexico, although some may have come that route, these are not, you know, poor Mexicans. These are rich, well-off, well-connected individuals like J.P. Morgan, who came into the United States backed by his father, an English banker who was backed by the crown. J.P. Morgan helped incite the Civil War. He funded, he paid to start the Civil War. He incited it. He funded both sides of the Civil War, North and the South. It wasn't about slavery, it was about war. It was about war making and war profits. And it was also about taking over this country and flipping it back to a crown possession. And war is such a wonderful tool for doing that. You can read Smedley Butler, War's a Racket, or look what happens every time we have a war, Vietnam and Korea. And, you know, some like to go back to World War I and World War II and say those are the good wars. Those are the okay wars. They were to an extent. They were wars that were declared by Congress, although I don't think it would be hard, although it's somehow unnecessary, supposedly, to get this Congress or many of the more recent Congresses to declare war on the moon if they wanted to, and they'd have half a mind to do it because, you know, it's shedding light on things. Anything that sheds light on anything sinister or criminal gets attacked, injured, buried, covered up, impugned, impeached, assaulted, verbally, if not even physically, and not just by a bunch of corporate hacks. Now the same people who own and control the corporations are the same people who own and control the government, and are the same people who want to convert the United States. And you have to understand why they're doing this. There's a bigger picture here. The Department of Defense owns 66 million acres worldwide. Think about that. Not just the land that we're talking about, the 66 million acres, but think about the land that it has access to, that we still own and have control of land in Panama. So you've got the Canal Zone, which is a prime strategic target, both economically and militarily. The or avenue or conduit or whatever you want to call it, transportation infrastructure for peacetime and war. But that's just one example. And forget about Mount Rushmore and Yellowstone and Yosemite and, you know, all the public parks, national and state, federal and state. But this is 66 million acres that's owned and controlled by the Department of Defense worldwide. That land is literally invaluable. It's worth hundreds of trillions of dollars in future revenue. And whoever tears down the Republic, whoever crashes the Republic, whoever turns off the lights of the Republic to where there is no more Republican name, and we've been married to Canada, and we become, because Canada's a constitutional monarchy that's part of the Commonwealth, part of the United Kingdom that is now part of the EU, we get sucked in with that somehow. So now there's not just 27 member nation states in the EU, and no one else is paying attention to this. I'm the only one I hear ever talking about it, because England has been brought in as the titular head of the United Kingdom, that now Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Belize, all the Commonwealth countries that are members of the United Kingdom that are constitutional monarchies, they are all part of the EU. And the bigger scheme here is not only to crash the United States, but to take all nation states, do away with nation states, create these quote-unquote market states, a new transition to a new form, so that the old form is gone as if it were a general bankruptcy. The United States is no more as a republic, although there's been a name change, and the enormous wealth that is all of ours is then converted into the hands of these royal families who really become royal, and we're all literally royally screwed after they do this. And the wars in Afghanistan are part of this, in the Middle East, Iraq, soon to be Iran, the drone issue, the finding that was just put out by Obama, the NDAA and 1031, 1032, and indefinite detention of U.S. citizens. All of that, in my mind, is a prelude to an attack upon Iran, which seems to be imminent from everything that's coming out. Maybe they'll back off. I don't know. But seasonally, I think it would have to occur within the next several months. Not, you know, because you got springtime to worry about and summer. So, you know, in that country right now is probably one of the most, you know, critical times. If they're going to launch some kind of an assault, I would think it would have to be done by, you know, well before February or March, within the next couple of months. But I could be wrong. Let me go to Werner in New Brunswick. I don't think we've had anybody from New Brunswick ever, if not a long time. So it will be interesting to hear what he has to say. Werner, am I pronouncing that right? Werner? Hello? You there? Hey, do we have a caller? Hello? Hello? Okay, I don't get my producer. Are you there? He must have taken a break, so we'll get to the caller when my producer, Bordoff, comes back. After Charlemagne brought together Greater Germania, which was the German federations, German republics, Prussia, Liechtenstein, you know, Prussia's no more, Liechtenstein, Bavaria, Austria, that and Switzerland, that entire region together under one, you know, common command and control. After Charlemagne died, it was seen as far too powerful, and it was broken up. And the last 1,300 years has centered on one thing and one thing only, the unification or reunification of Germany or Greater Germania. And now we're seeing it not just in Europe, but here in the United States, it's being, you know, strongly felt. Not only do we have the robber barons again, just like in the 1800s, but we've got a bunch of white Anglo-Saxon Protestant families who are not independent. They're not members as citizens of a democratic republic. They are beholden to royal families from England, the United Kingdom, and Germany. The Windsors are German. The Habsburgs didn't disappear. They're still at it, and they just had Ferdinand and his new wife, Sophie, just get married. Gee, aren't those the same people that World War I was started over? Supposedly, the story that we're told. I don't know if my producer's back. Are you there? Hey, is Warner there?
Mia.
Go ahead, Warner, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening.
Are you German?
Yeah, I'm German.
Well, you don't take offense to anything I have to say, do you? Because I'm not...
I just want to set you straight on something.
Please do.
I grew up after the war in Germany. And anybody, unless they were carrying their head underneath their arm, they were working. And one of the most important resources a country got is the working people. And North America had
Well, you actually took on a lot of things that we fought for prior to World War II and even after, and union rights and more. Because one thing that Germany does have right now is they have trade unionists who sit on the board of most of the companies in the country, right?
I'm not so much familiar with it now, but I know one thing, the trade unions, if they are not being controlled, if they're getting out of control, they are one of the reasons why a country's economy makes a downturn between big capital, big companies, big government, and big unions.
Well, your point, it's big corporations, because really it's not just the unions that they we shouldn't have to have unions that are there because the companies have gotten so big and so powerful that we have to have people gather together to enforce their rights.
As I say, when any one of those groups grow out of control and have more of their own interest at heart than the interest of the community, that's when things going to take a downturn.
Well, but it's even worse because, like what happened in Germany, and I think you would agree with this, it's that when big government and big corporations and big labor and even big religion, let alone big government, all come together as one, then we're really in trouble. And that's where we're at right now in the United States.
Well, the way I look at it, you know, at one time, you know, there was a work ethic there, you know, and basically the attitude, don't take any more out of the common pot than what you put in. If possible, put more in, because there are people within society, they cannot properly look after themselves anymore, you know, old ones, people that are sick, that have had accidents and so on, you know, that are disabled. But when this common spirit gets lost among the people, and this is exactly what happens more and more in the Western countries, then the country is going to take a nosedive.
Well, even to the point where it's not just putting in and taking out, it's when something happens to somebody, because this is even how we were, you know, going way back when we were a much more rural society here in the United States, farmers, is that when something happens to somebody, people lend a hand, help out, they're concerned.
As I say, the communal spirit. You know,
yes, yes.
Not the me generation, you know. The me has to come from somewhere.
Well, you don't find, and let me put this out to you. I'm not attacking the German people. I'm pointing to the influence of the German royal families like the Habsburgs and the Windsors and others who really want to have a fiefdom, a kingdom, a worldwide system. And I believe that they're trying to reinvigorate, recreate the United Kingdom world. I mean, think about it. Halliburton and KBR, where did they move to? Saudi Arabia and Kuwait and Dubai. Those are all kingdoms. George Bush, who's German, you know, much like King George III that we had a problem with in our Revolutionary War, who was German, and the English, you know, king. George Bush was holding hands with the crown prince and king of Saudi Arabia, kissing face with them.
Look, those kind of predators, you know, and you find most of them among the blue bloods and the wannabes.
Yes.
And the wannabes. They are the ones that create the trouble in the world. And German people, they have paid over the century a dear price.
Well, Werner, hold on. I want to let you continue after the break. We're going into the last segment, but I'll let you finish after this commercial break. Please call in next week. I love the German people. I love Germany. I don't love German royalty. And that is what our founders stood against. It's what the French stood against. It's what the German people themselves stood against. We'll be right back.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack D water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a 2-year warranty. Visit us at www.propureusa.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com. And check out our holiday special or call 1-800-544-3533 for a dealer near you. 1-800-544-3533.
Elevator going up. In the gleaming corridor of the 51st floor, the money can be made if you really want some more. Executive decision, a clinical precision, jumping from the windows filled with indecision. I get good advice from the advertising world. Treat me nice, party girl. Go cash now, where there isn't any. So free, man, free. It's the pause like refreshers in the corridors of power. When top men need a top, I've blown before I have the hour. Your snakeskin suit and your alligator boot. You don't need a long day, you can take it to the vet. I get my advice from the advertising world.
And that's a tongue-in-cheek, well before movies or documentaries or pseudo-documentaries like Thank You for Smoking came out, where the Clash is more or less putting a tongue in the cheek of Coca-Cola, right? Back to Warner. And Warner, I understand, and I hope I'm not breaking any confidence, but you're Canadian?
No, I'm not a Canadian. I didn't accept the Canadian citizenship when I saw here about 36 years ago how corrupt the justice system was.
Well, but you know, because there's been polls of Canadians who believe that they live in a democracy, even though they have the crown on their money and on their public contracts, and they really are a constitutional monarchy.
Well, they're still tied to the monarchy, and I wish they would cut the umbilical cord. You know, Canada is now how many centuries old? it's time that the court is going to get cut to the monarchy.
Go ahead.
Here comes something else in. What creates pools of capital? The creative and the productive work of the people that creates pools of capital. But what has been happening now, the people that have created those pools of capital, they weren't vigilant enough. So the pools of capital, they were being soaked up by usury.
Well, the pools of capital have been stolen by the caretaker of the capital.
Yeah, and too many among the people here, they are benefiting from it through investment income and speculation and so on. And that is basically, there are basically too many tap into the sap flow that is supposed to support the tree, you know?
And they're killing productive capital, which is labor. Labor is the most productive and most efficient and the most wealth-producing form of capital there is, labor.
And this is what, for example, in the toward the end of the Depression, when the National Socialists came to power, within 2 or 3 years had the economy grown again because they utilized the greatest resource the country has, and that is the productive labor. In the same way it was after the Second World War. You know, anybody who could work, you know, I've seen old people, you know.
Well, didn't they turn Germany, though, a lot of people after the war that basically because of the war, they took it out upon the German people and turned it, you know, instead of production, it was basically farming. I mean, to where.
Those were the intentions of the Morgenthau Plan. But then the United States government and the Allies, they decided they needed a buffer between the threat of the communists from the east. So they allowed Germany to develop an industry again, you know. And then within a few years, they talked about the economic miracle, you know. But it was not so much by foreign aid as it was being fueled by the people's labor.
Well, my biggest pet peeve is the royal families that still exist for unknown reasons, who, because they have so much wealth, are free to play games with our lives, with our economies, with our industries, with our laws, rules, and regulations that hurt us all, including them. It was the Habsburgs who started the EEC, European Economic Community, that devolved into and became the European Union that is now a mess in Europe. Gordon, thank you.